Rushdoony Radio presents Systematic Theology in Two Volumes by Roussus John Rushdoony, narrated by Nathan F. Conkey, produced with permission by the Chalcedon Foundation. 16. Infallibility and the Word of Faith. In the April 7, 1967 issue of Time magazine, an article on, quote, East Germany, end quote, spoke of the heir apparent to the communist dictator of East Germany in these words, quote, Ulbricht obviously cannot last forever as East Germany's leader. His heir apparent is a pretty good copy of the original. He is Erich Honecker, 54, a communist since his youth, whose philosophy is more or less summed up in two of his more famous statements, quote, The party has never erred, end quote, and quote, The only book worth reading is Stalin's History of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, end quote, end quote. For a time, I carry that clipping with me in my travels, citing it to clergymen and seminarians in conversations. The constant reaction was one of indifference. No relationship between Honecker's faith in the infallibility of the Communist Party and the theological doctrine of infallibility was seen by any. I became thereby freshly aware of the extent and depth of our saturation with the world of Kant, Barth, and Niebuhr. In this perspective, the world has two kinds of factuality. On the one hand, there is the realm of brute factuality in the physical and historical world, and, on the other, the realm of faith, myth, and ideas, where the facts are facts of faith, not of history. For such people, infallibility, like the virgin birth and the resurrection, is a fact of faith, not of history. These two realms of faith and history have a meeting point, after Descartes, in the autonomous mind of man. The mind of man is the controlling and creative agent which gives, quote, reality, end quote, to both realms, and the reality of these two very different worlds exists in the mind of man, which alone give both of them reality and meaning. The roots of this concept are older than Kant and Descartes. They go back at least to the ancient Greeks and their concept of two alien substances, matter and ideas. The two substances have become more and more separated since then, so that the realm of ideas, or the world of faith, now touches only the realm of matter in the mind of man. As a result, the theological mind has isolated theology more and more from the world of matter and action into the world of faith. Marxism seeks the imposition of the realm of ideas onto the world of matter. It seeks to remake the world of matter, the kingdom of necessity, into the kingdom of freedom, a realm ruled by the idea. Except where influenced by Marxism, however, modern theology seeks to separate itself from the kingdom of necessity and to develop in, quote, purity, end quote, the kingdom of freedom or of faith. A major wing of modern theology is fundamentalism, which is Arminian or Neo-Thomist in theology and rationalistic in apologetics. Its answer is the rapture, to escape into the world or realm of faith, and then the supernatural union of the two hostile realms in the millennium. Because the two realms are seen as naturally alien, the relationship between the two requires some special act. For the fundamentalists, it is the second coming alone which can bridge the gap between faith and history. A supernatural act is required. For the Barthians and others, there is no supernatural act of God, but there is a similar act in the mind of man, whereby the two alien worlds, the irreconcilables, meet by the will and grace of autonomous man. For this reason, Honecker's statement does not interest the clergy. They do not live in a unified creation, but in a metaphysically rather than morally divided world. They do not see God's word and creative will as the inescapable factor in every area of life, so that no fact or interpretation can exist outside of God. No idea or fact exists apart from the triune God. Man, by his desire to be his own God, determining good and evil for himself, Genesis 3:5, does not create a new realm of being. He does not add a single metaphysical fact or idea to creation. Man's attempt is a moral fact. It is an immoral act of rebellion against his creator, the covenant God. In that rebellion, man misuses God's creation, including himself. Men change the truth of God into a lie, Romans 1:25. They do not create new truths or new facts. They attempt, rather, to pervert God's creation into a witness for their denial of the Creator. Having denied the sovereign and triune God, and having denied that man must live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, they insist that man's hope is man himself and the word of man. Hence, they declare, quote, "The party has never erred," end quote. Man is infallible. Power to the people, and much, much more in the same vein. The issue is the word of God or the word of man, whose word shall prevail? If we limit the word of God to the realm of faith, we have denied it. The word of God is his infallible word and law for the whole of creation, for every man. His word is the binding word for every realm, and his law governs all things. Any man who attempts to build a theology on any other foundation than the sovereign and triune God, whose word governs all of creation, quote, is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great, end quote. Luke 6:49. Well done for listening all the way to the end. This is Nathan, the narrator, speaking to you from Puebla, Mexico, from the Faith for All of Life school, in which I teach English as a volunteer. I teach from kinder through high school. Now, I rely on donations in order to keep teaching and recording, so if you want to support a Faith for All of Life school in Latin America and want to keep listening to Rush Dooney while you vacuum, drive or cook, commute or whatever you're doing right now, donate at ctn.org/Nathan Conkey. That's NathanConkey, all lowercase. Or if you prefer PayPal, paypal.me/NNathan Conkey. You can also email me at nfconkey, that's nfconkey@gmail.com. Thanks, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon.